An Auckland family is mourning the loss of their father and husband after he was killed in the devastating tornado that hit South Auckland on Saturday morning. Janesh Prasad was working at the South Auckland freight hub in Wiri when the violent tornado touched down, picking up shipping containers and scattering them as if they were matchboxes. A huge clean-up job is also underway in Papatoetoe, about 2 kilometres to the north, where the tornado tore roofs off houses, toppled trees onto cars and sent debris flying hundreds of metres. About 60 homes are left uninhabitable. RNZ First Up producer Matthew Tunison followed the twister's path of destruction down Freiburg Avenue and filed this report.
Smashed windows, roof's gone, whole carport taken away.
Where's it ended up?
Some of it's K down the road.
Serious?
At a guess, there's that much that's landed, don't know.
And the rest of the house?
Half the roof was damaged, cars damaged, flying objects, yeah.
And you guys were asleep at the time?
Oh, some of us were awake, some were asleep. Not the alarm clock you want on a Saturday morning.
Mike and his family were clearing mangled debris from their Freiburg Avenue home, including sheets of corrugated iron blown in from other damaged properties in the area. The street looks like a bomb site, with electricity wires strewn all over the place, trampolines upside down in trees, fences toppled, windows smashed, and vegetation and building debris scattered everywhere. A little further down, Liz Robinson and her family have spent the past 2 days cleaning up.
Things started smacking up and smashing against the window. Now, my pad is at the back there. Come on,
so
walk.
Your daughter and
walk with me.
Oh, thank
my daughter
you.
And the whānau live in the house.
Okay.
Come on, walk with me.
And I see car windows smashed.
Yes, that's mine. Oh. And daughter's.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we had to take this off there.
That's from the roof, is it?
Heaven knows.
Was it terrifying, Liz?
Frightening.
Frightening. Did you know what had happened?
Simply because, but I could see what was happening. However, the house started to shake. It was a hurricane wind, very strong, and blowing objects in all directions. Take, for instance, that trampoline across there. He doesn't know where it came from. He
really?
Said it flew over the fence.
Another Freiburg Avenue resident who only wanted to give his first name, Jordan, was asleep next to his one-year-old daughter when the twister descended on their home.
I just heard a loud noise coming through. So I just grabbed my daughter and just jumped to the ground and covered her up with a blanket.
Scary, huh?
Yeah, it was scary. It happened so fast.
How long?
Seconds. Probably like, a few seconds. Then we got up and came out and just saw everything. All the fences down, the car windows broken, smashed too, the garage roof, got a few holes in it.
Big cleanup for you guys.
Yeah, big cleanup.
And no electricity for who knows?
Yeah, for a couple of days apparently.
After smashing through the quiet residential street, the tornado appears to have moved south, crossed over State Highway 20 and entered the South Auckland freight hub on Wiri Station Road, which is owned by Ports of Auckland. Here's Matt Ball, who's a spokesperson for the ports organisation.
So it seems to have been a really sudden, unexpected and dramatic and violent event, and very short. I'm told it lasted about 20 seconds. It took 20 seconds to get from one end of the site to another. That's a distance of about a kilometre. And in that time, containers, an empty container will weigh 4.5 to 5 tonnes, just thrown about in the air like matchboxes. Dozens, if not hundreds, of containers scattered around the place.
Sadly, a worker at the site was killed. A director of Stellar Mechanics confirmed that the man was Janesh Prasad, who was employed by the company. A Give a Little page has been set up to support Mr. Prasad's wife and 2 daughters, aged 10 and 13. A blessing has taken place at the site. Meanwhile, an information hub was set up at Papatoetoe Leisure Centre yesterday, offering affected residents support and advice. A representative of the Insurance Council has been there, helping with people's claims. Council spokesperson Leah McNeil says people should document any work they do on their properties.
If it is safe to do any kind of urgent repairs or make properties safe and secure, by all means do that and keep receipts for anything, any costs associated to that so that you can process those with your claim. but the other stuff can wait, and your insurer will be able to help you with that. That's what they're there for, and a lot of those things may be covered by your policy once that damage has been assessed. So those non-essential repairs, leave those, and they may be able to be taken care of as part of your claim.
The government has also kicked in $100,000 to help those affected. Met Service forecaster Heath Gullery says the tornado likely had wind gusts of up to 200 kilometres an hour and was stronger than the tornadoes we usually get in New Zealand. Unfortunately for those still patching up their roofs, further rain was forecast for overnight.
So the forecast for Auckland will be occasional showers, and we're looking at west to northwest winds. Not good weather for people who've got damage to property or to roofs. It's not ideal at all.
That's Heath Gullery from Met Service ending that report. From First Up's Matthew Tunison.